The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's often helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to allow there to be as much relaxation as possible. Relaxing the body. As we relax the body, it helps our mind to relax a little bit. And so we'll begin with a conscious, systematic exploration of relaxing the body. And so starting at the top of your head, seeing if there can be some releasing and softening of the muscles in the top of the head, the crown, around the brow. Relaxing and softening the muscles of the face. Down the back of the head, the sides of the head. Relaxing around the mouth and the jaw. Softening the neck and shoulders. Relaxing the arms. Including the elbows, the wrists, the hands. You might also find it possible to soften a little bit inside the shoulder socket, around the collarbone, around the shoulder blades. Softening the muscles around the rib cage. The muscles of the chest and the upper back. Maybe even taking a deeper breath at this point and noticing how that supports those muscles relaxing. Deep breath in. Those muscles stretch and expand. And the breath out, allowing them to soften and relax. Maybe another deep breath. Letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. It's okay to let the muscles of the belly and the abdomen be soft and hang forward a little bit. In a way, trusting the structure of the skeleton to hold us up rather than squeezing the muscles. We can find a posture of balance and then allow the muscles to relax around the bones, around the skeleton. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. You might be able to relax a little bit inside the hip socket. Again, that's an area where we tend to habitually squeeze. Relaxing the legs, including the knees, the ankles, the feet. And sometimes it's also possible to relax a little bit inside the body, in the core, in the center of the body. Sometimes, not always, but just check and see if maybe the throat, the inside of the throat, can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach can relax, the intestines, allowing there for this period of time to be a softening of all the organs inside the body. Seeing if it's possible to let go of a posture of defensiveness. Of defending ourselves against the world. Releasing. Softening inside the throat, the heart, the stomach, the intestines. As we relax the body, it supports our mind to be able to settle into the present moment. When the mind is tense, it tends to be caught in thoughts of past or future. Or there may be a sense of the mind squeezing or being distracted. Can we allow our minds to rest here? Just in this very simple experience of sitting, sit and know that you're sitting, one teacher described as the very simplest of meditation instructions. As we open to being here in this body, this living, breathing, sensing, body. There's a lot that's here. And with mindfulness, we open to whatever is here. The sensations of body, the uprightness of the body, sound. Contact of the hips against the chair and cushion. Touch points of the hands and feet. Sound. When we include, we don't feel like we have to exclude experience. We begin to recognize that this simple opening to what is here in this moment can be held with an attitude of allowing. Whether we find experience pleasant or unpleasant, whether we like it or not, what is here in this moment already. Can we explore allowing what is already here? To not be resisted or held on to. What might it mean to allow your experience to be as it is? This includes your body, how your body is in this moment, the experience of hearing in this moment. Any moods or emotions, feelings that are here in this moment. Can you explore receiving what is already here with this sense of allowing? One very simple way to describe mindfulness practice as we settle is relax. Receive what is already happening. And explore this allowing attitude. And for some, it can be helpful to orient the receiving of experience towards a simple experience such as the breathing. That not meaning we have to push anything else away, but just as a way to touch and remind ourselves, yes, I'm with this breath, breathing in, knowing. I'm breathing in. Breathing out, knowing I'm breathing out. Allowing the breath to be as it is, and at the same time allowing whatever else is here to be here too. So there's hearing and the breath. And these do not need to be in conflict. We can know the breath. And the hearing can be there too. We can know the breath, and other body sensation can be there too. We can know the breath, and emotions, moods can be there too. Opening, perhaps with a kind of a touchstone with the breath, and yet opening to the fullness of our human experience in this moment, allowing your heart, your mind, your body to be here as it is. Witnessing yourself, meeting yourself. We so often want to be met, to be seen. And this very simple practice of receiving and allowing is a way that we can do this for ourselves. We can meet ourselves, see ourselves, accept and allow ourselves as no other person can. And sometimes I think of this practice, the simple allowing, witnessing, as one of the deepest acts of love we can do for ourselves. And we'll forget, the mind will wander. And then we'll remember. In the moment when you remember, when mindfulness returns, remember that allowing attitude. Oh, the mind has been wandering, and awake again. What's here? The mind has been wandering. No point resisting that. It's already done. What's here now? If in the wandering some tension has crept in to the body, to the mind, it can be helpful to begin explore relaxation again. Relax. Receiving what is already happening. And opening to the possibility of allowing. Allowing what is already here to be here without resistance or holding. relax, receive, allow.